Education Commissioner Randy Watson says the number of Kansas students going on to college is good compared to other states, but that 44% figure is too low.
When you look at what we need to drive the economy of Kansas and to help every student have an opportunity to move into the middle class, that number's woefully low.
Watson points to Georgetown University research indicating the job landscape is changing, and 70% of Kansas jobs in 2020 will require credentials beyond high school. The State Education Department recently published the post-secondary continuation rates for every school district as part of its push to improve the numbers. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson.